This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the August 24, 2012 podcast from JNS Pediatrics. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of an article on pediatric craniopharyngioma published today. Treatment-related morbidity and the management of pediatric craniopharyngioma. A review article by Aaron Clark and colleagues. Although craniopharyngiomas that arise in children are benign tumors, their close anatomical relationship with vital structures makes their management challenging, and poor functional outcomes are common. There are several ways to treat these tumors, including resection with the goal of complete removal or limited resection with subsequent radiotherapy. It is unclear which approach results in better outcomes. The authors examined all reports in the medical literature that studied pediatric craniopharyngiomas. They specifically asked whether gross total resection as compared to subtotal resection and radiation, had an impact on endocrine function or resulted in any new neurological deficits. Not surprisingly, gross total resection was associated with increased rates of new endocrine dysfunction, panhypopituitarism, and new neurological deficits when compared to biopsy procedures. When compared to subtotal resection and radiotherapy, there was an increased rate of diabetes insipidus in patients treated with gross total resection. Adding radiation therapy to subtotal resection did increase the likelihood of panhypopituitarism, but otherwise there was a similar degree of overall morbidity in patients treated with gross total resection and those treated with the combination of subtotal resection and radiotherapy. Although this analysis has the expected limitations associated with a retrospective review, the reported literature supports the conclusion that gross total resection does result in increased rates of endocrine morbidity compared to subtotal resection. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes to access all our podcasts and videos, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.